This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, Week 11 edition. Giants at Buccaneers. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of my friends at Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, and the creative minds behind this fantasy exclusive weekly Buccaneers podcast. Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you live in the greater Tampa Bay area and have any needs for family law or divorce, Brandon Legal Group can help. Brandon Legal Group can also help with whatever your specific legal need is. That is why they are a full service law firm. Obtaining a free consultation is easy. You go to brandonlegalgroup.com, click the box that says request a free consultation, or you call 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Look forward to seeing them at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXIII, our golf tournament, and Holiday Spectacular December 11th at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group often provides custom gifts for everyone in the field or simply gift baskets that are presented as prizes for various contests at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. My email for fantasy purposes, this, of course, is a separate podcast from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which has posted 46 episodes in Season 6, including the curious case of DeAndre Hopkins as it relates to me. Most recently, to find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the full edition, just Google that. Find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and JoeBucksFan.com. And remember, I do a non-fantasy podcast with various commentary on just about anything I want to talk about. I take a little credit that I helped bring back Manifest. We did a podcast on that when Manifest was canceled by NBC. It has been picked up and renewed by Netflix. But I talk a lot of sports there as well, a lot of college football, a lot of pro football, the true legacy of Aaron Rodgers most recently, the state of the USF football program. It is the Todd Wright Toddcast. You can find that on Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, JoeBucksFan.com. You just Google the Todd Wright Toddcast, almost up to 200 episodes of that. My social media is at ToddWright2121 on Instagram and on Twitter, and we can be friends on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. All right, Giants and Bucks fantasy exclusive preview. With the unique nature of a Monday night game, if you have an obvious starter in this Monday night game, I think it's always a good thing when you're playing in season-long head-to-head leagues because your opponent may be in the clubhouse and their number is set and you have a last chance to surpass your opponent's points and beat them with a starter in the Monday night game. Let's start with the Giants, where I don't see any obvious starters other than, and this is sensitive to one of the podcast leagues, an owner in one of the podcast leagues did not play, pick up, and plug in anyone by 1 p.m. on Sunday for Lamar Jackson, who, due to non-COVID illness, popped up late in the week on the injury report and was declared inactive by the Ravens, which was a favor to us fantasy owners, at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. I am heavily invested in Lamar Jackson, so I had to make a couple of quick moves myself. In one league, I picked up and played Cam Newton. In another league, I picked up and played Jimmy Garoppolo, keeping Lamar Jackson on my bench, knowing he's probably going to be fine next week. It's not a COVID illness. It's not a long-term thing. He's just sick. So there are probably owners that, how do I put this, bench Lamar Jackson, we're still looking for options, like as the day went on. So this could be a last chance opportunity. If you had Lamar Jackson and you just sat him, your last chance to plug and play a quarterback is Daniel Jones because Tom Brady isn't available on your waiver wires. Jones is averaging in my 21st century standard scoring leagues a little over 14 points per game. there's always the chance he will give you some rushing yardage and potentially a rushing touchdown. It has not been enough to propel him to weekly QB1 status. I would imagine only in two quarterback leagues and on a daily play bargain hunch would you be playing Daniel Jones. But if you benched Lamar Jackson and you didn't pull anything else out on Sunday, maybe Daniel Jones on Monday night was your plug and play option because it's your last chance. Saquon Barkley may play in the Monday night game. A guy who, at this point, you know, I have to say to those of you that drafted Barkley, you were probably thrilled he fell to you wherever he did fall to you, late first round or in the second round. There was a reason he fell. There's just a bad pattern here. He's on a bad football team with a bad offensive line. And a lot of things on this team are going to be blown up in the offseason. So, granted, in the games, and I'm going on average in the games he's actually played, he's averaged just over the 10 points per game that you want from your starters. However, he hasn't been able to play in a lot of games. Let me just go to his game by game. We haven't seen him since I was at the Dallas game on October 10th when he stepped on another player's foot and rolled his ankle. So he hasn't played a full game since October the 3rd. But the thought is he's going to go. But even before this, I mean, look at the numbers. Two games of under 7 fantasy points. I'm throwing out the Dallas game because he got injured early in that one, although game flow would have taken him out of it by the second half. In the Atlanta game, he did put up 15.4 points in my settings. And in the New Orleans game, everyone got excited. Maybe that was your sell high point, but you didn't know. 24.6. But this is the first time we're going to see him since week 5. He hasn't played a full game since week 4. I had no interest in owning him. This year I was jaded by owning him in a previous year where he did get hurt. And granted, I just couldn't write that off, but not interested. I understand for those of you that did draft Saquon Barkley, you kind of need to use him probably at this point. You've been waiting to use him, although against the Buck defense, I just don't know. So he still carries a questionable tag as of the time of recording this Sunday afternoon into Monday night, as does Devontae Booker, who's been meh. As a plug-and-play option, I have him at an average per game of 8.2 fantasy points in the absence of Saquon Barkley. Some have made the point, and this is accurate, if Booker can't play, it's actually good for Barkley because you would assume they'd play him more. If Booker is healthy and Barkley is healthy, they may split their reps a bit just so they avoid re-injuring one or both of them. I would temper expectations on either one of these guys in the Monday night game, just based on the numbers all year, based on the game itself, based on their situation. Kenny Golladay is allegedly healthy, which I think is the first time all year. It doesn't get me that excited because the Giants have really not provided much fantasy value of any kind all season in season long leagues. In games where Golladay has played and played hurt, he's only averaged a little over 5 points per game. Evan Engram, who's been hurt as well, hasn't had much of a year, even in mandatory tight end leagues, I'm sure. I see him only rostered in 31% of Yahoo leagues, so not much going on there. And Kadarius Toney, who is rostered in 54% of leagues, just 5.2 points per game on average. Really just had that one game and a lot of garbage time production against the Cowboys back the last time we saw Saquon Barkley, and not much else, although he had been fighting an injury, and he was absent from the Week 11 injury report as of Thursday, but I'm not very big on Tony either. So there's just not much going on. They're good with the Giants, unless you were looking for, you were desperate for a quarterback play because the Lamar Jackson news caught you off guard, or you drafted you drafted Saquon Barkley. You have no choice but to play him in the Monday night game. All right, to the Buccaneers side of things, Gronk may go. It kind of feels like he's going to play. Not sure if he'll be on a pitch count, if they'll use him in obvious down and distance situations, if they'll use him in the red zone. It just doesn't feel like they'll play him a full game because they don't want another setback like they had in the New Orleans game a couple weeks removed. Gronk has come out and said, you know, when he got hurt in that Ram game and the Rams just beat the hell out of the Bucs in week three, Gronk felt like he was shot. And he said, I've never been shot, but I wonder if this is what it feels like. So in mandatory tight end leagues, look, the Bucs can put up a number. What Brady has thrown a minimum of four touchdowns in every home game. I think there's a chance Gronk could get one. So in a mandatory tight end league, yeah, I understand you going with Gronk if your other mandatory tight end wasn't as strong of a play or as obvious as a play, and there aren't many of them out there again this year. The number is diminishing. Antonio Brown ruled out. I'm invested in Antonio Brown in the foundation. I keep hanging on to him. I obviously have concern that he did fake a vaccination card, and this means he's done for the year. So am I wasting a roster spot with him, or is he going to come back? There's no problem with the vaccination card, and he's going to come back, and he's going to, you know, start putting up 80 to 100 yards a game and a touchdown every other game as one of Tom Brady's targets. Right now, I'm hanging on to him, but obviously can't play him this week. So that elevates the value of Chris Godwin. Usually, in games where Brady and Evans don't connect, and they connected for one touchdown in the Washington game, Evans had some other plays where he broke free and Brady didn't find him. Evans usually bounces back. So I think Evans is a strong play. I know the guys on Fantasy Football Now think Godwin is a strong play. I wouldn't be sitting Godwin. I see Godwin as wide receiver 13. On the year in my scoring settings on average points per game played. By the way, I have Evans at 6, but Antonio Brown, for what it's worth, is 5, but he's only played a handful of games. That's the problem there. And technically Gronk in those rankings, but we're going off just really what 3 games. Although technically, I guess we count the New Orleans game because he played what 2 snaps, something like that, and had one missed attempt in the red zone, but he's still, When he plays, it's a small sample size. It's better than Kelsey. Wide receiver tight end 17. Kelsey is wide receiver tight end 19. And obviously, Tom Brady continues rolling along. He's QB2 on the season in my scoring settings. And Leonard Fournette, RB20. But Fournette gets the work. He's the one getting the work in the backfield. This should be a game the Bucs are playing from the lead. They should be in the red zone a handful of times. So Fournette, to me, is worth playing again. Any questions you have, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for Giants Bucks Monday Night Football is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm.